Smaller crowd. I like it.
You must like this.
I do.
Tom, can you, I guess, talk to us a little bit about the fact that you've never been to Seattle, and through your 13 years of career, you've dealt with a lot of noisy crowds, but does it concern you at all going there, dealing with that kind of situation?
I mean, I think anytime you go on the road, you expect it to be loud. So, you know, we practiced with that, and I know this is a very kind of get some attention around the league for how loud it is. I'm actually excited to get out there and, you know, play in a place I'd never played. So, and I think what makes it loud is they're very good. So when they make plays, you know, the crowd is into it and they get a lot of support, and they certainly have been making a lot of them this year at home. Beat two very good teams at home, Dallas and Green Bay, and you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us, and I'm excited to, you know, go out there and see what we can do.
Tom, is this one of those things, though, where you can have all the speakers in the world here trying to get ready for it, but you really won't know how to handle it until you actually experience what it is in that stadium?
Well, you just try to prepare as best you can. I think that's what you do. And you know, there's a lot of practices where, you know, we have music and we don't use any communication. So, you know, it's as loud as it possibly can be because you're not really communicating. You know, they certainly get loud when they make plays. And like I said, I think that's more that has more to do with the crowd noise is the fact that they can really play football. And they got a very good defense. I mean, the best one in the league. Statistically, you know, top five in almost every category. So they got players, you know, on the defensive line that are excellent, very good group of linebackers, and certainly a secondary. Three of those guys were in the Pro Bowl. So, I mean, they can play defense, and they get it going. And, you know, offensively, if we make a bunch of mistakes, I'm sure it'll be very loud for us. But hopefully if we get the ball in the end zone, it'll quiet it down. But and I think that's really our challenge.
Just having some of that one-word terminology when the no-huddle stuff, does that help to counterattack that noise and some of the things that could be distracting for you guys?
You know, I think there's times where we, you know, use a lot of words to communicate, and there's times where we don't. And I think no matter what we do, we have to go out and execute well. I think that, you know, good offensive football is about execution. It's not about how fast you play or how slow you play. It's about how well you do your job and how well you execute the play that's being called. So, you know, when you go on the road against a good team, you can't have mental errors. You can't have, you know, opportunities that we have and then not take advantage of them. So I think this team really, they don't give you a lot of opportunities. So when you get them, you better take advantage of them.
Everybody seems to talk about their secondary. What makes their secondary maybe one of the best in the league, if not the best in the league?
Well, they're all they're big, they're physical. You know, they cover very well for being big guys. You know, typically you find big corners that you have a hard time covering guys. I mean, these guys, you know, they cover everybody. So they're you know, they're quick, they're physical. They really limit the yards after the catch because they're very good tacklers. I think they're very aggressive. They obviously study hard because they read a lot of route combinations. But I mean, they're very talented. And, you know, I think our guys are pretty talented, too, so it'll be nice to see how, you know, we match up against them.
Tom, speaking of talented, your defense has created, I think, 9 turnovers in the last 2 games. How beneficial, obviously, is that to you and what you guys are trying to do on offense with those forced turnovers by your D?
Well, turnovers are always a big stat, and they really correlate to winning and losing games, so the more you turn it over, the less likely you are to win. I think we've done a great job of getting the ball off the other team. Like last week, I mean, that it's a totally different game if we don't get that fumble there at the end or, you know, that strip sack that Rob got. You know, the strip that Sterling got on Demaryius Thomas. So, I mean, they're critical. And I think offensively we have to understand we're going up against a team that's created, I think, 14 fumbles. I don't think they recovered them all, but that's a lot of fumbles in 5 games. And I think that really speaks to their tenacity, them getting after the football. You know, it seems like they all are going where the football is at. And they are creating a lot of turnovers.
How much do you relish the opportunity to go into a place that is known for its noise and shut everybody up?
Well, that's the fun part about being on the road. And, you know, there's nothing better than being on the road and like in Buffalo a few weeks ago, and there were more of our fans there at the end than their fans. I think that's part of, you know, we've done that in Pittsburgh. We've done that in some very loud environments. And, this place will be really loud. And, you know, Deion said in opening warmups, you know, I think just the way the stadium's built, it just feels like there's a lot of energy and a lot of sound, and certainly on the field there is. So, you know, it's going to be fun. It'll be fun for us players. I know we went out there in 08. I didn't go out there, but, you know, it was a dogfight that we had. They only won two games that year, but, you know, our game came right down to the end with them. So they have a lot of very talented players, and it's a challenging place to play. They play well at home.
You're way more concerned about the football, I know, but is there always a novelty to a new stadium? There's not that many of them left, if any, that you haven't played in. Will you go in and check this one off?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always looked forward to doing that. There's probably not many that I haven't played at this point. But this will be fun. I mean, it's always... You know, it's always nice when you take 53 guys on the road and you say, this is all we got and this is all we need and this is what we got to do, and see if, you know, 70,000 fans, you know, if you can, you know, keep them quiet or turn them on their own team. I think that's, you know, the exciting part for, you know, road teams is see if you can get, you know, them booing their own players.
As effective as the offense has been, as successful as the offense has been the last couple of years, how much does it help or improve the offense to have Stephen Ridley and Brandon Bolden, and knowing that, you know, sometimes they might get 4 yards if you need 4 yards, but sometimes they might break it for 15 or more than that. How much does that, the improved run game, help the offense?
Yeah, and I think we're doing a good job of exactly that, is changing field position, handing the ball off. And it's different when you hand it off and you gain 4 yards or 6 yards, which is a good run, but it's different when you hand it off and you gain 25, and you go, man, that was easy. Let's do that again. So, you know, you get your backed up against your own goal line, you run it out of there. You're on the 7 yard line, 1st and 10 going in, and you run it in for a touchdown like we did on, I don't think we're on the 9 yard line. But, you know, that's good football. I mean, that's hard to stop. And if you can run it and force them to tackle you and, you know, force them to get their run fits and worry about run support, and then bam, you play action pass them. I think that's what makes good football. And, you know, we just got to continue to do it. I mean, it's only been 5 weeks, and we're certainly doing great in the running game. You know, but it really means nothing if we don't do it this week.
Tom, following up on that, Steven said after the game that they need to continue to have a well-balanced attack to take pressure off you. Do you feel the same way, that the pressure's off you when they're doing what they're doing?
I don't think there's been pressure off me in a long time. So I think, you know, that's part of the position, and probably all NFL quarterbacks feel that. But when your number's called, you got to be able to execute. So, you know, believe me, it's nice to be able to hand it off and run the ball in. And, you know, we've been more balanced this year on offense. And like I said, we just got to continue to keep it going.
When you guys use the bubble screen, what makes that effective, especially, and how important does it have a guy like Wes or whoever who can and then dart through the defense?
Yeah.
What makes that work?
Well, they're important plays in our offense, and I think that, you know, you got to make sure they're covering everything. You know, I think that's part of, you see a lot of good teams do it, like the Saints, like Green Bay, 49ers have done it. You know, you get the ball to your guys in space and you see if they can make guys miss. And, you know, we have some guys that do a great job running after the ball's in their hands. So really it's just a matter of getting the ball in their hands and seeing, you know, if they can make guys miss. Because you throw a low risk pass for a, you know, sometimes a significant reward. And I think that's those are always good plays in the offense where, you know, it's not, you're not trying to squeeze it into four defenders for a 7 yard gain. I mean, you throw it to a guy who's open and, you know, he makes a guy miss and gains 14. That's very effective offense.
Speaking of West, it's pretty evident that he's got a joking, playful side to him. Do you see that a lot? Are you in the receiving end of that at all? And how would you kind of describe his personality?
Yeah, all the time I'm on the receiving end of a lot of his jokes. And, I mean, he's got a great personality. He works so hard, and he likes to keep the mood light. And he's a little bit of a jokester. So, and not only that, he's a great football player. I think, you know, his jokes don't go over very well if he's not playing well. So I'm glad he's playing well.
Is he more of like he'll hit you with a zinger than, I know you've got into prank battles with other guys before, but is he more of like he'll zing you verbally?
Yes, and he's relentless. So he always has to have the last word, and, you know, he usually gets it because he's just he stays on it until you're worn out, and then you know that's usually the best guys to that's usually the guys you don't want to go after. So
you talked about the noise you're anticipating this weekend earlier. Does that impact all your ability to run the up tempo offense? Does it alter your communication at all, or does it play a role? Period.
Well, I mean, I think we have lots. You know, we have several different tempos that we try to play at, and you know, sometimes you go no huddle. Sometimes we got to slow it down, and it's all really a matter of you know how the game's going and really how we feel is the best way to attack the other team. So, you know, every week you go in and you have different modes of playing and plays and schemes, and usually by halftime you narrow those things down to, you know, you probably got 30 plays left in the game, 35 plays left in the game, and those are the ones you got to really hone in on. So whatever's working, that's what we're going to try to do. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.